Thank you, Sarah. Once again, a whole host of different items to get your teeth into. Now let's get on with some news items. We'll start with stories about old favourites like the Long Stratton Bypass and Startright Shoes and, unfortunately, the prospect of County Council service budget costs. We also have news of two controversial suggestions, a suggested four-day week for City Council staff and a city-wide 20-mile-per-hour speed restriction, the latter now being a hot topic frowned upon by our Prime Minister. The government announced in 2021 that it would give £26.2 million towards the cost of the 2.5-mile A140 bypass, only for the bill to rise from £37.4 million to £46.2 million. The Greater Norwich Growth Board, a partnership of Norfolk Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland Councils, had already agreed to provide £10 million from a pooled fund of a tax on developers. A further £6 million still needs to be identified, but the developers of a 1,800-home scheme linked to the bypass, which secured planning permission last month, are due to give £4.5 million. However, council officers warned the first developer payment is not due until autumn 2027, and Norfolk County Council wants to get work on the bypass started in spring next year. So the Greater Norwich Growth Board agreed at a meeting to lend South Norfolk Council £4.5 million. Officers acknowledged it will mean South Norfolk Council will have to pay nearly £600,000 a year for each of the next 10 years in repayments and interests, although the developer repayments will go towards that. County Council bosses said they hope the road can be built in 18 months with the scheme open to the traffic by the end of 2025.
Norwich's oldest shoemakers say they're overcoming previous issues since landing a £1 million funding deal. Startright Shoes, which has made children's shoes in Norwich for more than 200 years, said it has been struggling to secure money via traditional high street banks at the speed needed. As a result, the Norwich Shoemakers made the decision to move away from its long-standing funding arrangement and strike a new deal with business finance specialists Reward Finance Group. A spokesperson for the firm said it was able to provide a fast funding solution to allow the Norfolk company to make the most of the new school year, which it described as a vital trading period. Startright Shoes chairman Peter Lamble said the seven-figure cash injection would allow them to launch a new range of school shoes. The new line will join the company's existing products, which appear on the shelves of UK retail giants, including John Lewis, Next, and online retailer Very. The company rose to prominence in the 20th century, partly down to a 1936 poster reading, "Children's shoes have far to go," and featuring the image of twins, which was displayed on the London Underground for 20 years from 1947. Although production is now outsourced to India and Portugal, its headquarters remain in Norwich, based at Broadland Business Park.
A stark warning has been issued that the multi-million pound budget gap facing Norfolk's biggest council could grow, and all services the authority is not legally bound to provide to the public could be at risk. That could mean cuts to services such as libraries, museums, adult education and spending on roads as council leaders who have had to save more than £560 million in little more than 10 years have to look for even more ways to save cash. Leaders at Norfolk County Council need to plug a £46.2 million hole in the authority's budget for 2023-24 and £26.5 million of potential cuts and savings towards that have been identified. That includes savings of £14.2 million from adult social services and £4.8 million from children's services, with the council looking to spend less on residential care and encouraging people to live independently. The council is also looking to save money by reducing how many children end up in care by identifying problems sooner and preventing issues escalating. But Andrew Jameson, the council's cabinet member for finance, warned the need to find further savings could mean other services, which the council is not bound by law to provide, could face cuts. Mr. Jameson said the £46.2 million gap was one of the largest this council has sought to bridge, and warned further pressures, including inflation costs, could yet mean the budget gap gets wider.
Norwich City Council is considering introducing a four-day week for staff, which would see them significantly reduce their hours, but remain on the same pay. The Labour-controlled council has agreed to look into the feasibility of trialling the scheme, which it believes could improve staff well-being. Norwich City Council agreed to consider bringing in a four-day week for staff after a motion by Green councillor Joshua Worley calling for it was passed without debate at a meeting on Tuesday. A Labour amendment added that any change should be based on evidence, and the council is now examining how such a scheme could work. The motion said, "The council resolves to explore the benefits of a reduced working week at full pay, if based on evidence that this would ensure the performance and value of resident services were improved, and initiate discussions within the council and with partners, including trade unions, about the potential of this future model."
While some areas of the city are already capped at 20 miles per hour, Norwich City Council members have spoken of their desire to see the measure rolled out across much larger areas as part of an effort to improve safety for road users and pedestrians, while also tackling air pollution. Simon Jones, chairman of the Norwich Conservatives, said the Norwich proposal is too strict. Emma Hampton, the cabinet member for climate change, said this would reduce the number of people killed and injured in the city and give people more confidence to walk and cycle. The proportion of the city's roads that were covered by 20 mile per hour limits were drastically extended by our cycling ambition programme, but since the county took back complete control of highways and transport, there have been very few examples of new speed limits being introduced. We will continue to encourage them to expand these areas, and one of our officers recently highlighted to the engineers how Mile Cross could benefit from the introduction of 20 mile an hour restrictions in association with a planned active travel scheme. Ms. Hampton comments came in response to a question by Liberal Democrat councillor Judith Lubbock, who said she wholeheartedly supported the cut.